All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Derek Nasty Settemeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What is happening, Nasty?
What's up, Rigorelia?
You all right?
Yeah, man, you?
You recovered? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm recovered.
Yeah?
I had a long weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're dehydrated there,
right?
A little bit dehydrated,
yeah.
What the hell happened?
I was overserved, if you want to know the truth.
It happens.
Overserved. I said no, and they just did no. Didn't work
coming.
That way. So, but we made it to the championship game.
Yeah.
Sunday.
We did.
Big W for Natty Ice. Joey Rivera, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, a little tribute.
A little tribute to Hedge. We should put an ice bag by, because this young man hurt himself pretty bad, actually. Bad groin tear.
Oh, tough way to go down.
Checked out. Sudsy had to help him, literally, like, help him to get to the hospital the other night.
No way.
That
bad, eh?
So, yeah, he couldn't even walk the next day.
Oh, it's tough.
Off a big save.
Yeah, it was a big save. Big save.
He said, I'm not a butterfly goalie. Well, you were there, because
yeah.
He was down. But, yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
You had a good game. You look like Chris Simon out there, though. Your hair is covering your nameplate.
Yeah, man.
Getting long, dude.
Letting her buck.
Oh, I see it, but we're going to.
You're going to try and trim it up, aren't you?
A little trimsy for you.
No, man. We're letting this thing go.
Yeah.
It's another 2 years.
That's the longest I've ever seen it.
Yeah, man. What the hell is the point of cutting it?
True. Good point.
Yeah, man. So, big win.
Yeah.
Not so much in Flyerland.
No. Tough night last night. Just got feel for the guys.
I mean,
honestly, like, it, watching that, it just breakdowns, you know, you just, I think, mentally maybe out of it a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You got some young guys in there that don't have a whole lot of experience. And the mindset, obviously, the last, you know, 15, 10, 5 games down the stretch, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're out of a playoff spot. And, but yeah, it was ugly. No, there were some breakdowns, to say the least. Coverage issues, just mismanagement of situations, getting caught outside the dots or close to. But yeah, it was a rough one. But there was a hit in the game we wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because Wilson. A lot of people have different perspective on these types of hits with Wilson engaging in a hit on Cam Atkinson. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, I didn't play the game as we know, but you did, so you have a better perspective. But I hate when guys like, and I know what Cam was doing, he's trying to cut back, make a play. He saw him coming, yeah. So he's trying to cut it back, which you understand, but he makes himself vulnerable. And Wilson's coming in to engage on a hit. It's hard, you know this, going as fast as you can, coming at a guy. It would have been a clean hit, but he turned, so he hits him. Like, you don't want to, hopefully Cam's okay, but I hate when guys turn like that. Yeah. But, I'm not blaming Cam either, but it's tough for a guy to stop coming in for a hit like that.
Yeah.
When a guy turns really quick on him. So, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you fully. I understand skill guys cut back, and they're trying to be deceptive.
Yeah.
But you got Tom Wilson coming at you in a straight line.
He's gonna
There's
hit.
Nowhere to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's nowhere to go there. And unfortunately, Cam gets his foot kind of jammed up in the ice.
That too.
Turns awkward and doesn't fully complete the cutback.
Yeah, he's probably fine if he doesn't.
Yeah, I still think, like, you know, Wilson's fully engaged at that point. Yeah. There's no way you can turn as a guy that's coming full speed and try and engage in a hit. So it's one of those things, you know, we coaching youth hockey and stuff like that, it's always one of those things you want to coach to not turn your back, turn away, and put yourself in an even more vulnerable situation.
Especially that close to the boards.
To the boards. You're better off just going up against the boards, absorbing the hit.
Yeah.
I understand he's trying to funnel the puck down.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, potential turnover, but those are touchy plays. You're putting yourself in a bad spot a lot of the times, especially with a guy that's a known hitter and a big physical guy. Like,
yeah. You,
overall, game was a bunch of fluff and got outshot by a country mile and outcompeted. Just didn't even look like the same league, honestly.
No, it didn't. I don't know if it's guys are tired. You know, like, who knows? Nobody's making excuses, including them. But it was not a pretty game. When you got 9 to 10 left, you know, you try to finish as strong as possible, especially with the young kids. Bobby Brink got his first game last night.
You got an apple
championship. Yeah, got an apple, and congrats to him. Harry Bricker, 2,500 games.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Professional hockey.
Congrats, Bricks.
Brickyard.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games, man. He started in Hershey when he was 18.
That's crazy.
Full time. So, yep.
Wow. Props to you, Brickyard.
Oh, Brickyard.
Oh, yeah. And then moving on, some sad news in the hockey world. Former Philadelphia Phantom.
Yep.
And I don't think he played any games with the Flyers, but
he did not.
Played for Anaheim Ducks mainly, I think, and mainly in the American Hockey League, the IHL back in the day, Garrett Burnett.
Yeah, Bernie.
Rest in peace, brother. I never actually had the chance to meet him outside of potentially almost getting killed by the guy in Minnesota Wilds training camp. Got in a little skirmish with him, and I was still not, you know, physically large enough to tackle a guy that size, and I still hadn't adopted the role of being a fighter yet. But we got into a little skirmish, and I looked at the guy, and he looked like he was a WWE wrestler. And he was going to squeeze my throat and hurt me really badly.
He actually does look like a wrestler, doesn't he?
But that was my personal experience. I've heard a lot of stories about him. We talked about him a few times about eating Flexol and some crazy shit.
Bernie was just one of those guys, nicest guy, doing anything for you. You know, tough, was willing to fight every night. Like, I remember with the Phantoms when he would, you know, it was the year we won the cup the first time, 97, 98, and he came in and we had a really good team. So he was in and out of the lineup. But when I remember he had a couple games where he fought three times in a game. I mean, he was willing to go with anyone and, you know, he ended up making it to Anaheim.
Yeah.
You know, I know no one ever probably gave him a shot with that. And he ended up playing a full year there. So he was a great guy. And he ate Flexol, which I know we've talked about, which I just don't even understand that. And then we had Kat had that stuff we called the Kat jizz, which was hotter than Flexol. Guys could barely put it on their bodies, and he dipped his power bar in it and ate it. We're just like, what is that doing to your insides?
Yeah.
Man? Like, that cannot be good. He'd do it every game. Every game. But he seemed to like the taste of it. But,
yeah, I guess so.
Really nice guy, man. Battled for his teammates, you know, just a good dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, definitely. And cause of death still hasn't been released, but it don't matter. You know,
too young.
Yeah, exactly. 46 years old. Rest in peace, brother.
Yep.
And you know, wish all the family the condolences and the love in the world.
Yep.
And moving on to more positive side of things with our boy Lou Nolan.
Lou.
50
Man,
years.
Unbelievable. And he's the best, too.
He is the best.
I love Lou.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us here.
Yeah. He was supposed to be here with us today. Yep. I unfortunately had to push it back, I think, 2 weeks. So we'll have him on in a couple weeks to talk about the big day for him. But, yeah, what an awesome guy.
Got to, you know, go the other night. They did a good job presenting us some things. And it was just awesome. He's such a good guy. Elvis used to stand beside him at the, you know, at the door to give the guys high five and everything. He was just always so good to Elvis. He's good to everyone. Just a really good man. And, God, 50 years, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, South Philly guy, isn't he? Just the young guy that just loved the Flyers and somehow.
It's a great picture of him in the locker room where the picture's actually of Frank Lewis, the old equipment manager. And he's walking. They're coming back from MSG, like, obviously in the 70s. And young Lou, has got his glasses on like mine and eating a sandwich. And Frank has a one key. Locker, now there's 20 10. Keys. Frank had like one key on his belt loop. Is kind of funny, but Lou's the man. Awesome guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I spent some time with him in the penalty box.
You did.
Yeah, for a few years. Yep. Always such a good person to me, and just good energy and smiling and keeping things light. So
I thought it was cool the other night. Anthony Stolarz was back with Anaheim and got the win, unfortunately, for the Flyers, but good for Stoli to get to come back here and get a win. It did start out great for him. I think the first two shots went in the net. But anyway, after the game, he went over and congratulated Lou, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, super classy. You know? I saw that. And then last week we did the Q&A and we got carried away in one of the questions. It was two parts and we actually forgot to answer the one.
Okay.
And I'll bring it back up here for you. And it was actually directed to you because you work with both of these guys. McLaren or Bylois, if they go five times, what's the outcome?
Man.
It's a tough one.
I don't know. I saw Woody. We called him Woody and Stone Cold, Steve McLaren. I saw Scott Parker absolutely crush his nose into powder. He didn't go down and then went on to win the fight. Frankie, I just saw absolutely mangle people for, 3 years. They both just throw, so I don't even know which way to go. It would probably be five knockouts. I don't know which. That's just such a tough question. Frankie's fights were a lot quicker than, Max, one of those guys. Usually, though, if he connected to, he would knock guys out.
Yeah, he was explosive,
too. But he would have a little bit of longer fights more than Frankie would, because usually Frankie's first five, one of them hit the guy and it was over. That's a really tough question. I'd hate to say one or the other because I don't want one of them coming after me either.
Well, I'm gonna make a speculation.
Okay,
Frankie gets three. Stone Cold gets two. 3-2. I mean,
I
think it'd go either way too. But
do you imagine they were on the same? They were on the team.
Yeah,
at the same
time? Scary
for a little bit, not for long, but
either way, having those guys floating around warm ups, it'd be a hard time to get a pregame nap and knowing those guys are floating around. And then cruising around the NHL, got some milestones for a few guys.
Yeah.
Johnny Hockey reaching 100 points last night.
What a player. Local guy. Awesome.
Amazing feat.
Jeez.
And what a skilled guy.
He's so good, man. He's so good.
Yeah. What a passer. What a vision. And you talk about being deceitful on the ice and elusive. This guy don't get hit. This guy
just
finds a way to avoid all kinds of confrontation somehow.
And I remember the first time we played against him when he had been in Calgary, his rookie year, and he was just dangling. Someone was like, someone run him over. And I don't remember who it was, but someone was like, good luck.
Exactly.
You know, they all get everybody kind of laugh, but you're right, he's so elusive. You look he's literally my size. He's my size, and the guy, what he does is amazing. And it's nice he's a hometown guy, and could be in the black and orange.
Yeah, I know that would be nice.
Black and
orange, I feel like that would be the guy if you're gonna try and replace G Ansem. That's the guy. And we were talking offline a little bit about the difference between ultra elite players in the category and the point production versus at some point very elite players, but G's point a game guy.
Yes,
these guys are 2 points a game.
It's amazing.
Just under.
Yeah.
I mean, McDavid's got 108 points, and he got 9 more games to go.
Yeah,
And that's insane point production. But you know, people don't realize. You know. You can't replace these types of guys.
You cannot.
Maybe a guy like G with, you know, his production at this point of his career. But if you want elite production, like those are the types of guys you have to draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't just sign those guys and put up 110 points a year.
Right.
Chris Kreider hit the 50 mark.
Amazing.
Huberto just keeps scoring as well. He's right behind McDavid. And I feel like the scoring is up this year.
It's great. Austin Matthews. Yeah, I feel like he scores two goals a night.
Yeah.
Like,
we got 58. We got 58 now.
Yeah.
Some insane milestones. But yeah, nice to see Johnny just being a local guy.
Yeah.
He reached the 100 point mark. Pretty nice. Pretty respectable feat.
Wow, I know. I saw his dad. He was up in Dunlop's a couple weeks ago and talked to him, and he was just saying like he really loves Daryl Sutter. He's like, this guy's just a straight shoot. Well, you know, it's funny watching his press conferences every day. I watch him and just laugh. But he said Johnny just loves him because he shoots it straight.
Yeah,
to him.
Exactly. Simple guy. You could turn his interviews on mute and just look at his facial expressions.
Well, it's usually a one word answer. Yeah. No, team game.
But then he's got like all these like these like weird faces he got going on after. It's just comical.
It makes me laugh because Jeff Carter. I remember we went to dinner in L.A. With Richie and Stoll, and it was me and Kimo, I think, and Hartsey, and we went with Richie and Carter and Stoll, Jared Stoll, and they were talking about Daryl, you know.
Yeah.
And they were like, sometimes he, like, just gets his hands going and doesn't say anything, and we're like, what the fuck does this mean? Like, he's doing this, but he's making faces, you know, and they're just like, someone will just jump and go, like, on the ice, but they just said, like, it's always word-and-word answers. You ready? Like, walk up behind scaring guys all the time. Boosh does a really good Daryl Sutter. But, yeah, it's Johnny, amazing year, and he loves Sutter, so it's kind of cool.
So you think that he would leave Calgary then if he loves?
They've got a good team, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, is Calgary going to throw a big offer at him? Because he's not – is he a free agent this year, Baller? He is.
And Tkachuk's an RFA.
Oh.
Yeah, oof. It'd be a tough situation.
Can't lose
yeah, right. That's the truth. Yeah,
but they got a good team, man.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't want to leave an environment where you're appreciated by the fans. If you actually like the coach, you want to go somewhere else. You don't even have a clue,
right?
But you know, maybe that's just more hypothetical that people think that Johnny's coming to Flyerland just because he's local.
Just because, yeah.
But
guess we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. A couple other things around the league. Your boy Ryan Hartman. Well, he sniped.
He did.
How many?
He's 29
snipes?
G's.
29 G's this
career year.
But he'll be facing some sort of fine, I'm sure, for giving Evander Kane the old bird.
He was number one.
Number one.
You just said you're number one.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that was. Thing. I don't know. You know, I don't know what was said or what was going on, but he's gonna get a little fine for that.
Yeah.
A little smack on the wrist.
He's an emotional little fella.
Yeah, he happens. He can be. Yeah.
And then talking about emotion, our boy Evgeny Malkin the other night. Ooh. I know he's been disciplined already, but that was quite the cross-check.
Right to the teeth. Well, he doesn't have any.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Poor guy. He's already missed it. Thank goodness he didn't lose them again. That was pretty vicious, man.
That was.
Some stick work there.
Yeah, that reminded me of Michelle Samuelson's talks to the D, especially with D that didn't have like experience fighting.
Yeah.
You know, he's like defending yourself and stuff like that. Yep. He's like, just put the stick in his face. He won't do it again. So he was cross check guys in the face. I'm like, you can't do that anymore, Sammy. You can't cross check people in the mouth.
He used to do it with that Titan he had that weighed 4 pounds.
Put it in their face. They won't come near you. But it was quite the cross check.
Yeah.
Four games. I mean, I guess you gotta make a point. You can't give these guys free passes.
That was pretty blatant cross check to the face.
Be interesting if do they cross paths the rest of the season, those two teams? Probably not, but
be interesting.
Somewhere down the line that Malkin might have to answer the bell. Who knows?
Might have to. I don't know if he's afraid. Like he's got a little crazy in him.
He'd but, probably just do it again.
It's just sticky again. I mean, basically cross that's what he'll do.
Yeah, and then teams around the league they'll be looking out for. Obviously, the Panthers 8-game.
Yeah.
Winning streak here now and top of the league with Colorado.
They're fun to watch.
Anybody else got your eye, Nest?
Toronto's kind of picked it up, although they lost last night, and you know Edmonton's kind of winning again. It's all interesting. St. Louis is hot.
Yeah,
you know Chiefs got them six in a row going too, the right way again, and I just can't wait to watch this Florida team.
Yeah,
you know, like I know it's more obviously now because of G's there, but they are just a scary good team. I'm excited for the playoffs to start.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot more momentum with some of these teams. Like maybe it's just the G thing, but a couple of these other teams really seem special.
Yeah.
Should be interesting to get going in the playoffs and see how they can continue their momentum and
Tampa, winning games. Tampa's had a hard time lately. You know, our boy Moose got a shutout the other night, but they lost last night 1-0. They haven't been playing real well. I don't know if they're tired, but think about all the hockey they've played in the last 2 years. I mean, I would think Moose would get more games down the stretch, just let Vasilevskiy rest.
Yeah, let him rest. I mean,
they lose 1-0 last night. You're not putting that on the goalie, but just maybe the guy needs a little rest, you know?
Might be a wise play. Generally, that does happen towards the end of the season. Usually, I mean, they're obviously locked up. Tampa's not locked up, are they?
No.
Yeah. No. But either way, they will be. And you still got to rest your go-to guys. It's usually the last 5 games of the season, so they probably still have 9-10 games left. But
we
will see. All right, Nast, NHL award predictions.
Yes.
Who do you got for the Norris?
The Norris. It's either Makar or Josi. I'll go with Josi.
Yeah.
After watching him play, and Makar is sick, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, this guy's unreal. Like, Colorado's not I don't think they're the team they are without him, obviously.
I agree.
Like, he's amazing, but this Josi, man, Roman Josi, we saw him play a few weeks ago.
Yeah, insane, yeah.
Guys, just such a good player. He's got 100 points.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he might crack the 100.
I don't know how he doesn't win it. And I hear the argument on Makar too.
Yeah, 100%.
He's a sick great player,
but I think it's got to be Josi.
Yeah.
Based on, again, if he cracks 100, then it's a guarantee.
Yes.
When's the last time a defenseman has done that? All right. Who do you got for the Hart Trophy?
For the Hart, man, there's a lot of names. Huberto, Matthews, McDavid, Draisaitl.
Yeah.
I would take any of them, probably wouldn't argue, but I'm going to go with Huberto because the guy's just a point machine, man, and you know, they're one of the top teams in the league, obviously, so I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good pick. I'm going McJesus.
Not a bad pick. He's not bad.
Yeah. And only because he's just a highlight reel machine and obviously leading the league in points.
It's hard to argue, I guess, either way.
Yeah, but certainly 4, 5, 6 guys there, it could be easily winning that one.
Yeah, we've missed probably other names that could be right there in the voting. So it's going to be hard coming up with 3 nominees because the ones you leave out, right?
Yeah, I know. It's so true. How about Calder?
Calder, I'm going to go with Janot in Nashville after watching him play. Leads the league in fights.
Yeah,
like 30 goals.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you talk – I don't know the guy, but I'm thinking old school hockey player here.
Yeah, making
an
impact. No
big
question.
Time impact on that team.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Trevor Zegras, Anaheim.
Yeah.
And only because he's made the highlight reels with his Michigan or
version
of Michigan how many times this year. Ultra skill guy.
God,
you don't see that
so
type
good.
Of skill. I guess you're seeing that type of skill more and more with these younger guys. But to be pulling that off that many times.
In the NHL.
In the NHL. I mean, in your rookie season.
Probably anywhere, actually.
Anywhere.
I mean, pull that play off. But, yeah, you're right. Like, can't go wrong there.
That's my pick anyways.
Yep.
And then Vezina. I think it's probably a tap-in.
I think it's a tap-in for Shesterkin. I don't think it's a question. I think it's him.
I'm right there with you.
Are you?
Seems like a tapping.
Yeah, I mean, Joey Hedgehog Rivera won it in the men's league.
He did
win the Vezina. So.
And he paid a price for that.
He did pay a price, but congrats to him on that.
Yeah, torn groins and in the hospital.
Oh, jeez, poor guy.
Wish him the best.
Yep.
All right, Nas, before we wrap up episode 70, want to mention a giveaway we're doing on TikTok.
Yes.
This beautiful Tovey Entourage.
Yes.
It's a thing of beauty.
It is light, it's balanced, and the puck snaps right off that blade,
as
you've shown week after week.
It does. This thing is a piece of magic.
It is.
In the making. So check us out on TikTok. There'll be details in TikTok for the giveaway for your own Tovey Entourage. Snipe with the best.
Snipe. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. And give us 5-star ratings on Apple and Spotify.
This episode was presented to you by our friends at Curaleaf, curaleaf.com, medical marijuana dispensary. friendly, knowledgeable staff, all your medical marijuana needs, cureleaf.com. And that's a wrap, Nast. Episode 70 in the books, Nast.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
70.
Be sure to tune in next week for episode 71. Until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See you, knuckleheads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.